This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Rolling to hour number two. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Also want you to be part of the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to grab some calls here in a moment, but would you call this breaking news? Is this breaking news?
Yeah. It's breaking.
Do we have our breaking news sounder?
Give people what they want.
Do we have it? Well, we used to have a breaking news sounder. Which one was it?
It was Can't Wait.
It was. Where is that?
I don't know, man.
Oh, here it is. I'm hitting it. I'm still hitting it. It's not happening.
Can't wait.
Now it worked. Adam Schefter from Chicago. Bears head coach Matt Nagy has made the announcement. Justin Fields is Chicago's starting quarterback.
For now.
With the idea to clear out any distractions and speculation about the issue. Quote, we're ready to attack this thing moving forward. So that's it. The Chicago Bears have decided enough's enough. This thing is not going away.
Andy's hurt.
Let's acknowledge it. And oh, by the way, QB1 is injured.
Yeah.
A perfect time to do it.
Right, so he's saying QB1 is injured, get healthy.
Yes.
If this kid looks good, then you can keep him out. If he looks like it's too much for him, you can say, well, he was just filling in because Andy Dalton was injured. So you can stay face, so you can still go back to Andy Dalton and tell the kid, okay, thank you, Andy's healthy right now. Go back to learn.
How much do you believe that a lot of this had to do with what they might have promised Andy Dalton and they just didn't want to go back on what was the promise when they did sign him? This is a business, right?
But every player's been lied to, man. Like, stop it. Like, Nick Foles is sitting there like, hey, I'm still here.
How is he still on this roster, too? That's unbelievable.
Hey, they're waiting for enough people to get hurt. It already started in Miami. If Jacoby Brissett goes down, then people are going to get more desperate because you got teams that have Super Bowl aspirations. They may see, well, Nick Foles, our team is good enough. We just need a quarterback that's not going to crash the car. You know, so, like, you hold on to him. Listen, I don't see him finishing the season with them. Like, just – have
Nick
him
Foles.
On. Yeah, Nick Foles. Yeah. But Nick Foles is going to have to be the backup this week.
Yeah. Now, again, them moving
Andy
on.
Once Andy gets healthy.
But, again, the key phrase in the Schefter tweet, of course, is they announced him as the starting quarterback with the idea to clear out any distractions and speculation. They just make the announcement, and that's it. So, now, don't ask me anymore, because the one thing you could tell, Matt Nagy was tired of it. It was the question every day.
Yeah.
And then when he would say, no, Andy's our starter. And he's our starter while he's healthy. And he's our starter. And he kept, well, why not? Why? What is it about Justin now? Why won't you start him? It was constant questions about it. And I'm sure, which is what a lot of former players like you had said, is that probably in the locker room it became, what are we doing? Let's start this kid. Like, why aren't we starting him? Where are we right now as a team? Let's start this kid. So they decide, okay, it's time. And it happens to be time against the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, they picked a hell of a week to start. I mean, it's not like their defense is world beaters, but if you don't pick up a line stone or your guy gets beat by Garrett, or is Clowney even playing, man? Like,
defense has been a little underwhelming.
Yeah, so far. But Garrett is never underwhelming, right? And you talk about
the
ability to provide different defensive looks, you know, Garrett's going to be on him, you know what I mean? And we'll see how he handles that. Let's see if he picks up the line stunts, the blitz, the different rotations, because he's only played in NFL games in spurts. This would be a whole game. Like, you can play great for 80% of the game, and 20% of the time you can play bad enough to have your team lose.
And he can get himself ready now for this game. A Sunday 1 o'clock game, by the way.
Yeah, but
so
I don't know.
We'll be scrambling in this area, at least on red zone.
I would have lied. I don't understand why they didn't lie.
Because
I would have said Nick Foles. We're gonna go with Nick Foles.
Stop the questions.
Why?
Your players.
You asked me why, Alan. You asked me why.
Tell me that.
Because guess what? Guess who's gonna be spending extra time on the RPOs and the quarterback options and all that stuff? I'd much rather them show up to the game. Like, hold up, what the hell? Field starting? And not know what's coming with the triple option, the Lamar Jackson ball handling type of stuff.
You'd be prepared.
No, you're not. That's different stuff.
You're telling me that you wouldn't prepare for both quarterbacks?
I would have lied. I would have said Nick Foles is our starting quarterback, and we're going to let Fields be in the set. You ain't got to believe it. But when I say he started, I guarantee you they're going to have extra time on looking at the film of the stuff he did at Ohio State, the ball handling stuff, the triple option stuff. Now you could have caught him by surprise, and they would have had to adjust in the first quarter.
All right,
Why tell him? Why tell him who your starting quarterback is?
Because you know, here's why. Okay. All right, I'll tell you why. You asked me, so I'm going to tell you why. Here's why. Because I cover the Bears, and it's not been a single day since training camp began that I haven't asked you as a head coach and everybody in that locker room about Justin Fields. Yeah. And if you announce that, it's even a bigger controversy. Bart, Matt just said that they're starting Nick Foles.
Okay.
Or you guys are starting Nick Foles. How do you feel about that, Bart?
Like you,
and I know already that Bart has told me even privately, like, I don't know what we're doing. This kid should be starting. So now it just becomes more and more and more of a media distraction. It is unnecessary for a team that needs to win a game.
How about tell your team, hey, we're going to go with Justin. He's going to start.
But you know better than I do. You know better than I do that if you tell the team, hey, we're not telling the media this, but we'll tell you. One of you dudes is telling somebody like me, hey, by the way, they are starting Justin.
Well, I let that one person find out and see if he can spread the news enough before Cleveland gets it. Because I'm going to – listen, you heard Shanahan. Like, oh, why would I tell you – what advantage does it do to my game by me telling you who my starting quarterback is?
Yeah.
I tell you what. Prepare for both. We'll make that decision game time. And then warm-ups, you'll be like, hey, Justin Fields looked like he was great. He was ready. He had a great week of practice. And he had a sparkle, a gleam in his eye before the game. And that's why we started him.
Listen, like I said, the key phrase in the Schefter tweet is they announce him as a starter with the idea to clear out any distractions and speculation about the issue.
They are done dealing with all of the noise. That just tells me Nagy's weak, that he can't sit up there and handle the media. Like, so what? But you expect players to go up there and handle the media every day, the tough questions. You can't handle an irritating question about who's your starter quarterback, why he isn't starting. You can't handle that. You're weak.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's grab a couple of calls.
He's 2% milk.
On Justin Fields starting, your thoughts on that in Chicago. What does it mean for the Bears going forward? And are you glad that it is finally over and you can move forward with the Bears now, with this young quarterback, and watch him grow? Or do you agree with Bart that they caved into the media? I do feel like this was a little bit of media pressure. There's no doubt about that. But let's get some calls. Let's go. Anthony's in South Carolina. What's up, Ant?
Hey, guys. I was wanting to comment on the Ben thing, but I'm feeling smart for picking up Fields last week. This is my backup.
You got him. You're going to put him in there, though? Are you sure? You think he's going to get you enough
points?
I'm
probably not going to put him in this week.
You're just happy to have him on your roster.
Yeah, you want to see what he looks like.
I took him so that nobody else could have him.
That's smart, too. Yeah. Now, I don't know if they'll use him in a way, even if he's at that level where he's going to pay off for you fantasy-wise, but it doesn't hurt to have him, Anthony. No, thanks for the call.
He can score. They use him on goal line a lot of that.
They do, actually,
right. So he can get two or three rushing touchdowns.
But now that he's a starter, there's no, like, all of a sudden adjusting to when he comes into the game. Marcus in Brooklyn. Marcus.
Hey, guys. I'm not institutionalized, but I do have another take.
What do you got?
I think Ben Simmons should probably go to the Spurs. They got a lot of, you know, young talent there.
That's
maybe Popovich could bring them out that rut. You know?
That's actually not entirely I'm trying to find
who would they want?
Well, that's, I'd have to look at the roster and see who you'd want to take from them. That would help you win a championship. And that's the thing, is I don't know if they have, there's a couple of guards there that I like. But
Zach Collins, you know.
Zach Collins plays 10 games in a season, let me know. and they certainly don't need a big. I like it. By the way, he's a talent that I thought for Portland, like, it's a shame. He guy never was healthy, but yeah, that's not something the Sixers would want. But
maybe Dougie Fresh?
Doug McDermott?
Maybe him?
Nah, send him to Utah.
Man, you're just trying to find anything off
send
your
him
roster.
Send him to Utah.
Deontay Murray would be the only guy that I think would make sense, and I don't know if he's good enough at that point.
What about Utah?
Thanks, Marcus. You again.
Give me Mike Conley and give me Ingles. Give me shooting and a point guard. And some first-round draft picks.
What? No. No, there's not a fit. I'm telling you, there's just
give me Jamal Murray, man.
There's not. You're crazy with that one. I'm not even going to let you put that
give
one.
Give me Jamal
out there.
Murray Steve's and Bobo.
Go ahead, Steve.
I want Bobo.
You just want Bobo.
Bobo is being held hostage.
Steve-o.
We can't have dead air, Steve. Yeah, we need you to either say something. We're going to have to let you go,
man.
Buddy.
Come on, Steve.
You're better than that.
Oh,
man.
I didn't say that it was me. Yeah, now I'm here, though. The person I was trying to think of is John Wall. Go to the Rockets.
You're out of your mind. John Wall?
Who want to take that contract?
Get out.
Well, I know he wants out, but John Wall and the Sixers?
John Wall just coming back for the first time after being hurt for like a million years.
Yeah, watching him last year.
His contract
year,
is
like he deplorable. $50 million. Like, I don't know if that's a great fit, number one, but number two, I just don't know if he's at that level. Remember, the Sixers are trying to win a championship, man. Like, I I've seen people put that rumor out there. John Wall's just trying to get himself established back in the league after all the injuries that he's been through and everything else. Like, he's just trying to make sure, like can he still contribute to winning in the NBA? Now, I know he's not happy being on a team like Houston, which they're not really in that place anymore. But that's, if you're the Sixers, that no.
Would you take Van Fleet and Siakam?
Wait, who?
Van Fleet and Siakam. Wing defender and a point guard.
I don't know, man.
Van Fleet and Siakam. The money matches.
Again, if you're the Raptors.
Raptors are rebuilding, man. Really,
they're not.
Admit it or not.
They'll be better this year, but
they got Gary Trent. Give me Van Fleet.
I like Van Fleet a lot, but
give me Van Fleet and Siakam. Man. We call it even.
Here's the problem. You've got me now considering things that just don't feel right, only because it just doesn't seem to be good fits out there. People bring up Minnesota. Right? What do you give me in Minnesota? Sacramento is another place. You send Ben Simmons to Sacramento, he might as well just, like, he now disappears for 4 years.
Send him to Toronto. He's a foreigner anyway, man. He's from Australia, man. Send him to Toronto.
What?
Give me Van Fleet and give me Siakam.
I don't know.
No, that's not good. Van Fleet gives you your point guard and Siakam because Ben Simmons Ben Simmons better than both of them.
I'm not looking at it from a Sixers standpoint here.
Okay,
I'm looking at this solely from now Toronto's perspective.
Yeah, you got Gary Trent and you got Ben Simmons. I'm just saying.
And,
well, like, what do you got without him? You got Van Fleet.
Van Fleet is such a like the oh man no.
Give him Van Fleet.
Sorry, that one doesn't excite me at all. 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776.
So hard to please.
Andrew's in Dallas. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, guys. I think Ben Simmons for C.J. McCollum works. I thought it'd be Dame before, you know, Simmons' stock fell off so hard. But, I mean, Portland's defense is awful. Philly gets a point guard. What do you think?
He's not a point guard, though. C.J.'s not a point guard. He's a scoring guard.
But he's a backcourt player who spreads the floor for Embiid.
Right, but who's running the offense? I mean, who's your guy that you know, is going to get Embiid the ball. Like, Embiid is a big that needs somebody to find ways to get him the basketball, right? Like, you need that. You know, that's
right,
you've got to have that. So if he's you've got a guy that's more of a – he's not a distributor. He's a scorer. That's just what he is. He's a terrific scorer. He's a great shooter. And I just don't know how that fits, man. I just don't think that really fits. You can't give away a guy who's your – offensive catalyst, who's literally they were using him as a point guard. Even Doc said that this morning. Like, they were using him as a point guard.
Point guards are tough, man. But, you know, where he fits, I mean, can you sign a dude and then trade him as soon as you get there?
What?
Can you do that? Can you sign a dude and trade him when you get there? No, I'm talking about go take Tyler Herro and Kyle Lowry for Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is a heat.
You know what? You
through.
Need to step away from the trade machine. You're dangerous with that thing.
He's a
Wendell.
Heat. He's a heat through and through. He fits
in California,
that mode.
Wendell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. Ben Simmons. They need to trade him to the Clippers, man, so he can keep losing like he's been doing since he's been in the NBA.
Damn, you did. Okay. This sounds personal.
The boy needs to learn how to shoot a basketball, make some points, make some baskets, and then maybe he'd have some issues. They're not going to trade him to Portland. Portland ain't giving up Dame Lillard for that dude.
Well,
are you serious?
No, they're definitely not Dame Lillard. No, but
ain't nobody going to give him nothing for him. Why would you?
Well, I mean,
because he got a big contract.
Well, no, but Wendell, it sounds real personal here. You're talking about a guy who's
he
not only
money on him,
a multiple time All Star. He's an All Defensive player.
I'm 59 years old. I don't play NBA basketball, but I watch it every day. And Ben Simmons needs to learn how to shoot, make free throws, play some basketball, and then people would want him.
Is he a good defensive player?
I don't care about his defense. He cost you offensively.
Yeah.
He can't make no free throws. Well, when the game is close, he misses.
He did, yeah. And he's, yeah, Wendell, I
yeah,
loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he mad.
Real mad.
He's a point guard version of P.J. Tucker. Hey,
can I explain to people just something real quick?
He's an all-star.
Ben Simmons is not a good basketball player. He's a phenomenal basketball player. He's got unbelievable vision. His competitive level is off the charts. I've seen him turn games just with his defense. Just him, and that's the maddening thing about Ben Simmons. Is that he will drive you crazy because you'll see that he'll flip the switch,
yeah.
And you'll see it in his eyes, and you're like, whoa, he just took over the game. Create some turnovers, just get the ball. Like, he just turns over the game. But the problem is what we remember him is the last thing we remember, which is a guy whose confidence was shot. A guy who, really, since he lost his head coach. You know, Doc came in, and it was a different look all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the word out of Philly was that you got to understand that Ben Simmons was a bit of a coach's pet before. Brett Brown is a terrific coach. Great guy. Easy to like Brett Brown. But Brett Brown took care of Ben Simmons. That was like Ben Simmons was a bit of a coach's pet there. Protected him. He was tough on him, but he protected him. He's known him for years. Known him since he's a kid. So now Doc comes in and Doc's a little different. Doc's tougher. Doc's more old school. You know, a little rough around the edges. Doc's not going to, you know, be on top of you, but he's going to be critical behind closed doors. And Simmons didn't like that. So he had a really uncomfortable year, right? And then all of a sudden the criticism comes in, the questions about whether those two can work together, can they win a championship, all that stuff comes in. But this notion that Ben Simmons suddenly isn't a good player because the last memory you have of him is missing free throws and not wanting to dunk a basketball with Gallinari on him. All right, you understand where he was mentally at that point. The guy just did not have confidence. But to say all of a sudden that this guy's a scrub and he's not worth anything, no, that's completely false. That's completely false. This guy can play. He's still young. And yes, he's on a big contract. But as Stephen A. said, you put him on the Nets, they win a championship. Nets going to win a championship either way.
Right.
Right, probably. But this is a guy that you add to a team that has championship aspirations. You put him on the Kings, depending on what they give up, the Kings, could they become a playoff team? Maybe. But you got to put him in the right situation and he'll be a star. But to try to, you know, come up with this idea that the last thing you remember, well, he needs to become a better shooter. I think he was a three-time All-Star before, you know, and he still can't make free throws and he's still not a three-point shooter. We try to put all these expectations on some of these players. Let him be great at what he's great at, mm-hmm. and stop telling him he needs to be better at other things. Just be great at what you're great at. Who did you say does this? A coach who takes a player and his skill set and says, how can I make this guy work for us?
Yeah, tell me what he can do. Don't tell me what he can't do.
Exactly. And this guy does a lot of things at an elite level. So this idea that he's a scrub,
so they have to,
far
that,
from it.
That means they have to get more shooting around him then.
Well, you just know. You know what you've got in him. You know exactly what you got in him. A guy with great court vision, great size, great competitiveness, fantastic defensive ability, multiple positions, can run the floor, likes to push it, has a big man that doesn't want to run, and that doesn't work with him. And then on top of it, he lost the head coach that really believed in him, that had his back, that he trusted. And things changed.
Tell me this, should he be your point guard? Is he playing the wrong position? Should he be a center? Should he be
no,
a
he needs the ball in his hands.
Should he be a,
he, can he needs
be,
the ball in his hands.
Should he be a power forward? A
no.
point forward?
He
can't be a point forward,
no.
Scottie
what,
Pippen?
What he is similar but not the same. Similar but not the same. Make sure you understand. I'm saying
like
that.
LeBron.
Lebron James.
Yeah.
Similar LeBron but not the same.
Yeah, because LeBron.
Because LeBron can shoot. LeBron has the ability to shoot.
But he learned how to shoot.
He got better, yeah. But he was never as bad as Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is just not a good outside shooter. He's not a good free throw shooter.
Who you trust taking your last shot, Westbrook or Ben Simmons?
Westbrook.
Oh, that hurts.
What?
Man.
Your last shot?
Three-point shot.
Yeah, of course it's Russ.
That hurts.
Because well, I've seen Russ
do it. We know how bad Russ is shooting the ball.
But I've seen
that says it all.
I've seen Russ do it. We have to tell you. We got a lot of calls on this because I like I said, I believe this is
a
huge story. No, because this guy's not a scrub.
He's polarizing though.
Matt in Connecticut, go Matt.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm tired of this notion like Ben Simmons is some scrub or something like that. Like, bro, he played in the playoffs. He didn't take shots. Whatever. Ben Simmons is a stud. Regardless of what they say, the dude is dominant. I'm not going to compare him to Shaq, but he could take over a game anytime he wanted to drop over a hat.
Until you hack a Ben. I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it in front of my own eyes. Just turn a game around just basically because he just decides I'm shutting this dude down, which the maddening thing against the Hawks was you just kept waiting for him to look at
he couldn't shot
at Trae Young and
he
just go like, I've had enough of this dude. And I know that Ben Simmons has the ability – to have shut him down. He could have. But something was going on there, man. He just wasn't himself.
I don't know. Trae is different, man, because he's irky jerky. So great defenders you see struggle with.
When you got length,
yeah, but
like he does.
But he can get you on the hip.
Nah, you have the ability, if you leave enough space. Thanks for the call, Matt. You have the ability, if you leave enough space, to defend him with length.
Oh, we got to go to break.
And we'll keep going with the calls. Because a lot of people want to talk about this.
I want to talk about it.
This is a huge story in the NBA. It is. Middle of the week, NFL week. Of course, we got NFL news. So Justin Fields will be the starter now for the Bears going forward.
The Bears.
That's what Matt Nagy has officially announced today, according to Adam Schefter. You have that. Tua Tagovailoa is out for Sunday. Fractured ribs. Antonio Brown, by the way, on the COVID list for the Bucks.
Florida man strikes again.
Yeah, some news there. And Aaron Rodgers. Not happy with a lot of people. It's Barton Hahn brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear, more driven. So, yes, you'll hear from Aaron what he's saying about the things said about him. Petty Aaron. We love that. Audio files next after Bart has this from DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Get in on the action now. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stand underneath the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is a safe, secure, reliable, and the best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code BART. This week, new customers get a chance at a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. All you have to do is enter promo code BART to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your very first deposit. That's promo code BART for the 20th time. Only at DraftKings, the official fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Be part of Bart and Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Hey, Bart, ESPN Nation. It's presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And for all of you right now on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, we will get to you because the Ben Simmons conversation, Bart, I would say it's heated.
That's a little sizzled.
It's at 100. Did I say that right?
100.
100.
100.
100. I said 100.
That? Okay. 100.
But before we get back to the calls, we got to do. What time is it, Bart?
Audio files.
So as we mentioned earlier in the show, it's worth getting back to. One of the lead topics is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers had a fantastic second half against the Lions, looking more like the Aaron Rodgers we remember from last year. The MVP. He was fantastic. He was great. And the Packers win. And so all is well again. All is okay. But Aaron Rodgers went from unaffected ponytail coffee shop cover singer guy to petty Aaron. We kind of like petty Aaron. But when you listen to him not being happy with the criticism that he feels that he took after losing in week one, after all the offseason stuff, he decided to take the flamethrower to the media and maybe even some former teammates that had some not so nice things to say about him.
It's absolute horseshit to give a platform to people who have no idea what they're talking about as far as my mental state and, you know, my focus, my work habits. People that have not been around me, they're not in my life, I don't have communication with them, or not in the locker room. I mean, that's just, it's chicken. I think all these people who are on these shows now believe they're celebrities, and then believe that they have this platform to use it to say whatever the hell they want. And that's how they garner the attention. That's how they get promotions. That's how they get to be on multiple networks. That's how they, you know, get their name out there and get a blue check mark and get to go to the Met Ball.
I love the Met Ball thing. Yeah, he just throws
that
out
the way
the
Met Gala.
What did it have to do with anything?
And the crazy thing is, like, Aaron acts like this is something that's new in the world. I mean, I'm sure Howard Cosell didn't know anything about boxing, but he made himself famous.
Actually, he did.
How much did he know about football? You know what I mean? Like, people cover sports that they don't know a lot about.
Well, but
so, like, listen, I understand his frustration, but Aaron, man, it comes with the territory, bro. You made us go. I thought I was watching Days of Our Lives. You sit up there in waterfalls with a man bun. You got a ukulele. You posting. You ain't never posted nothing about your personal life. All of a sudden, when you're in the midst of an argument with Green Bay, now you and your wife is dancing in Hawaii and all that stuff. Like, come on, son. You brought this on yourself, man. Come on, B.
He's coming after everybody, though, that just, you know,
I think
has a blue check.
I think he needs it because he's bored.
On national, you know, sports radio and sports TV.
Talking to you, Alan.
Is he?
He heard you on KJMZ Max, whatever it's called that day. He heard you.
Whatever the letters are this week. Yeah.
Yeah, he heard you.
Well, anyways, Aaron Rodgers is still a great player, regardless of how he feels about those who cover him. It's such a LeBron thing. It's such a Tiger Woods thing.
Self-motivation.
It really is. No, not even self-motivation. This is just a way to control the message around you. You get people that are worried about not getting access to you, that don't want to upset you because, well, I want to be able to get Aaron Rodgers on the show. I want to be able to interview him. I want him to be able to. So you it's almost like it's a bit of a bullying tactic.
You're either with me or against me.
Well, it's a bit of a bullying tactic. If you're somebody that is critical of me, well, and I don't like it, I'll never talk to you. I won't go on your network. I won't talk to your, but whatever it is, you can't have me as a guest. Well, all right. But you have a choice. You want to keep it real or do you want to placate to somebody who wants to control the message? But that is that's a LeBron thing, man.
Yeah,
you got to be real careful about what you say about LeBron. They hear everything.
So you're saying,
if you're somebody that's highly critical of him, you'll never get a chance to interview him. Never. And what's more valuable to your career? The chance to interview LeBron James or Aaron Rodgers or to have a hot take that might last like 30 seconds.
So you mean to tell me because I said LeBron James was like the back of a pizza with the pepperoni pulled off, he'll never go on and do a one-on-one with me?
Yeah, I think it started when you called him LeBrick. So he'll never come on this show. And that's unfortunate.
Damn.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. I said nice things about Ben Simmons, and I continue to. Anybody that thinks he's a scrub, you're out of your mind.
We can get him on.
Yeah, but as Woj reported, he wants out of Philly. In fact, not showing up for training camp. That's out. I don't want to play for the Sixers anymore. He's told them that. I want to be traded. 4 years still left on his deal, though. There's $140 million left. Not much leverage, but he's letting them know I plan on sitting out. Doc Rivers was on KJM this morning, and he talked about really that whole situation with Ben Simmons wanting out. And Doc didn't sound like the Sixers were ready to give up on him just yet.
Well, I hope we can change that thought, Jay. Like, that's part of our job. You know, the greatest thing in sports is, you know, it's fair. You fail at times, and then you get back on the horse and try. You would be amazed if I told you how many times through a summer when you don't win, which is 29 teams, how often you have to go through something similar to this. Because losing's hard, people internalize it, and you have to deal with it. And so we're going to deal with this.
Bart, just project for me. Will Ben Simmons be seen in a Sixers jersey at all this season?
No, no. I think he shows up for training camp.
Just to not get fined?
Yeah, exactly. Because eventually those are going to add up. And you can say whatever you want. You know, $1, $2, $3 million, and that is like just asinine. He'll show up, and then he has to go full Tropic Thunder. Like James Harden showed up in a fat suit.
Oh, my God.
And he was just shooting bricks.
Yeah, he got his way out of there, too. And then, right, the Rockets didn't want to. Like, as I mentioned, this seems like an annual thing. There's a star player under contract who doesn't want to be there, and he forces his way out. Like, that's now happening almost every year. But, Bart, if you're Adam Silver, isn't there something you need to do about this? Like, you're under a guaranteed contract.
Yeah, but I don't know. I stay out of it, right? That's something that y'all need to worry about in y'all next CBA. You know, just like, you know, remember in the NFL what players were doing. They would hold out training camp, and then the team would give them the money back when they reported it, all as well. And then now the NFL said, nope, you don't show up. That money cannot go back. That money is docked from you, and you can't get it back. So now players show up. You don't hear any NFL players talking about holding out.
That's a good point.
Because you don't get that cheese
guys
back.
Show up on day one
right
now. It's a
so,
great point.
Exactly. So do that for the NBA where, you know, even if you do make up, you lost that money and it's just gone. It's your fault. And they're going to say, it's nothing I can do about it, bro. Yeah.
I wonder what Adam Silver is thinking right now. This is, like I said, this seems to be becoming a yearly thing. At least one player trying to force his way out. But Ben Simmons making it clear to the Sixers he wants out. All right. Speaking of big contracts, Ezekiel Elliott has a big contract.
Mm.
You've been talking about him now for a while. But now he's sharing time. He's sharing reps with Pollard. They seem to like him a lot.
Yeah.
And you have said that. Watch Zeke this year. You feel like
nobody
this
ever
is
listens to me, Alan.
Almost the end. Well, Jerry Jones on 105.3, The Fan in Dallas, was asked about whether or not Zeke's contract is weighed in the decision when it comes to playing time. So he gets paid all this money. Does that mean he's got to play and got to get the most reps?
Well, you don't in terms of the ultimate decision. You do what makes the first down, or you do what gets the most yards or ultimately wins the game. Facts are that we really have an outstanding situation here. Pollard gets up on him so fast and can really surprise defense. He's stronger than he looks, but he just has got such a burst. And then Zeke, you know, he's as powerful as his burst. I mean, to tell you, he punishes the hell out of those defenders. Both of those are going to be a real staple for us as we get into the season.
I love this answer. I think it's the right answer. It shouldn't have to do with your contract. Bart, you said, it does. It always does have to do with contract. You say that. Like, the guy, what'd you say yesterday? If you're a draft pick, you're always going to get second, third, fourth chances because, well, I drafted you, so I need to make sure that you prove out. They gave Zeke a big contract. But if Pollard can help you win, if he can help you get first downs,
but less.
That guy should play.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, but this was going on, right? They're going to share. You don't pay a dude $90 million to share carries, right? Who does Christian McCaffrey share carries with?
Nobody.
Nobody, right? So what's going to happen, like, who does King Henry – I don't even know who the hell King Henry backup is.
Couldn't even tell you.
So what's going to happen is, like, Alvin Kamara, they got rid of Latavius Murray. Like, who's Alvin Kamara's backup?
Because Murray wanted to get paid.
Right, but then who got paid? Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
So when you making that type of money, you not the full-time starter for everything – and I just asked you to restructure. This is your last year, bro.
Wow.
So next year when Pollard needs to get paid, or they said we can get Pollard, and now we can afford to keep Pollard because he's just as good as Zeke for cheap, and we can pay Gallup. So what do you want? What combination do you want?
Mm-hmm.
You want Gallup, or you want an aging running back that has lost a step? Because it hit Zeke's first 4 years, you wouldn't dream about putting anybody else in there and splitting time. Mm-hmm. They're splitting time.
No, they are.
So,
and it's working.
Like I said to you before, Zeke will be bye-bye next year, and they'll cut him because the guaranteed money is gone, and they'll have Pollard, and they'll be able to sign guys like Gallup, and they'll be able to go out and get more help the defense side of the ball.
We shall see if this comes to fruition. Bart has been saying this now since the start of the season. Bart and on ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Coming up, your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
I thought maybe we'd do a little G-Lovin' special sauce. They have this hilarious song about the Sixers. Well, they have, the Sixers are in there. They say, it actually sounds just like this, but it's like, he referenced like Jerry Stackhouse, Iverson, and all that stuff, man. It's crazy.
Stackhouse.
Barkley, yeah, it's a pretty cool song. G-Love and Special Sauce, man. I think it's called I-76 or something like that. Anyways, let's close out with some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Let's go to, let's see. Let's go to Rick is in Pennsylvania. Come on, Rick.
Hey, guys, listen. I think Simmons is a great NBA player, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think they should do is honestly make him sit for the next 4 years if that's the way he wants to act. If he really wants out of Philly, what I think he should do is come in, talk like he wants to be in Philly, and then – Philly will get what they want, and he will get what he wants. Yeah, what do you guys say?
Yeah, no, Rick, that sounds – it all sounds great for those of us who, you know, we're not involved in it. But, yeah, like Bart, you were just saying, he really is not helping
the situation.
It's messing
up his trade value because they know that you have to get rid of him, so they'll wait it out. I mean, you know, we talk about what Harden did, but he showed up, and then he became a distraction. Now, that's different. You show up in a day-to-day, and you heard Boogie Cousins, and you heard John Wall. Man, what's up with this dude?
Yep.
Yeah, so, like, that's how you get out of there. But if you're out of sight, out of mind, listen, the Sixers are good enough to win and beat most teams without Ben Simmons.
Yeesh.
Right? So, like, they can wait him out and see how much money he want to continue before he shows up.
Let's go to Ben in Arizona. Ben. Ben.
Hey, Ben, we only got a couple more minutes, man.
Yo, national radio, bro. Ben.
Hello.
Yo.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Waiting on you.
Take us off speaker.
Hey,
what's
up? How you doing? How you doing?
Good.
Well, first of all, Ben Simmons is not a scrub, but he's not a phenomenon either. You can't call a player a phenomenon. They won't take a wide open shot from 10, 12 feet away.
All right. Again, you're taking it in context. That's your last memory of the player, and you're going to take one.
No.
You're going to take one play out of context.
I know he's a good defensive player, but what he is Jason Kidd. That's what he is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You go to a team,
Jason Kidd,
go to a team that has good shooters and say, listen, just get 12, 14 points a game. We're cool with that. Play good defense, shoot, you know, pass the ball around, either play point guard or small forward point guard. I think he'll be okay. But he's not the number one shooter in your team. He's not a shooter. He's just a Jason Kidd. He's just Jason Kidd.
Like, this is all stuff we know. Is Jason Kidd? I'm sorry. Is Jason Kidd? Hello?
But he's not Jason Kidd. Because Jason Kidd actually became one of the all-time three-point shooters, and he couldn't shoot.
But it's just, I mean.
Yeah, like, I got you. But I understand what he's trying to say.
But why do we keep referencing the one moment that he just, in his head, was too psyched out to dunk the basketball, and we're all going to hold, like, one play.
No, but Ben.
And now you're a scrub?
Ben has always been, not a scrub. What they're saying is, it's levels to it, right? He's somewhere in the middle. He's below like guys like Jimmy Butler. He's not where Anthony Davis and LeBron is. He's a good player, but he's not a great player. He's in between the middle.
Man, I'll tell you what, though. I'll take him on my team because that guy
for
is
For what, though? What you got to give up
changer.
To put him on your
I don't
team?
Know if you
though.
Have yeah. anything. All right, continue listening to us on ESPN New York 98.7 for the rest of the country. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.